Heyo, I'm Odd Felix, and for today, just Odd. Welcome to Big Odd's Table. I bring lovely people to my table for us to have conversations on various topics and to have fun. Hopefully, we change the world while we're here. Enjoy. Hola, 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 it's your baby boy, Odd, and I'm back. I could do that for 20 hours if you give me the time, man. I'm back. Yeah, so last week, Malaria said I should not record podcast episode, but Mercy said no this week.
Are you sure it was malaria? Are you sure it was
well,
not?
Well, malaria and a couple of things. No, it wasn't that.
It wasn't that. Distributed it to like
the only new variant I have is new variant of awesomeness.
See that?
Okay, so I'm back. My question for you today is, what will the world without you look like?
This is deep.
No, this is how you change the world. Man, this is how you change the world. So, think about it. What would the world that you look like? But before we get to that question, you're going to answer the question, yeah? You're going to drop your answer on Spotify in the comments. And I'm going to see it. You can also drop your answer on my social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And I'll get back to you. I'll respond to you. But we'll get to that question. Before we get to the question, let's talk about a couple of other things that are in the world. We want to see what the world would be like without these things. So we'll just jump right in. So first, we'll start with this. What will the world without social media look like? First of all, the world without social media will not have both of us talking right now because we will not have even met.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah, so we'll still be doing MTN night calls every
Seriously?
Night.
Man, I don't know. I cannot imagine my life without social media, for real. Like, it's so exciting, especially Facebook.
I remember when I joined Facebook, I felt like this really amazing. I just felt superior in a way, like I'm there with okay, I don't think superior, but I just felt like I'm here, I've arrived, like let the party begin, we're here now.
But it was really exciting. To go was it for me.
Oh, like, to go, baby, to
I was
go.
So addicted to that thing. Like I would stay awake at night just to chat to people.
If you know the number of
so
phones
sweet,
that were seized in
if
secondary
it's
school,
a boy,
see your life. You know the number of phones that were seized in secondary schools because students would just not let go of to go.
Serious. I just wanted to get to the next level. Like, there's
yeah,
this,
right. From novice to
excitement.
Oh God.
Of reaching the next
I think
level.
I finally got to that last level. I think I got to master. I heard there's an ultimate level, but I never got there. But now I got to master. So my other brother used to have this LG phone then, and when he goes to sleep, I think around 12 or 1, I would use the phone. I'll be online to go from 1 till 5. And I'm not even joking right now.
Jesus Christ. That's pure addiction.
And then next morning by 5:30, I have to join family to pray. Man.
Did you ever sleep? Did you sleep during the day?
I don't even know. But then God kept me. He kept me.
My addiction did not reach that level.
But I think the world without social media would be, I think we'll spend more on things that are not social media. On communication methods that are not social media than on social media. Because I feel like data is cheaper than calls and messages. So I think the world without social media will have us spending more money on communication.
Yeah,
and it will have
because
us
these days a lot of people just use WhatsApp and other platforms to communicate, and then money they would have used buying airtime and the rest.
Yeah, to make it hard for people that used to get big appointments, social
Why?
Media
How
it's
is
easy
this
it's easy to get big appointments
this
on social media than to get doing phone calls and messages alone. You have to go out every day to meet people and okay, I just thought of it, but let's let it pass. Okay, so I'm going on to the next one. What will the world without money look like?
seriously, I would love it.
That's the word I want, to be lazy people that don't.
I don't want money to exist. I was thinking about this. I didn't even know that this question was part of it. Like, can't they just cancel this whole money thing so that people can just live their lives and be happy?
Somebody is tired of working.
Eventually live our lives.
You become a farmer. You become a farmer. You be tilling all the yam you eat. Do they till yam?
Let them cancel this whole money thing and let's enjoy our lives.
Did you hear me say till yam?
It's so depressing. Not having money is depressing.
Did you hear me say till yam? Did you hear me say till yam?
Jesus, I
don't. I said you'll be tilling all the yam you eat. But then I feel like we'll have to just imagine me working and at the end of my work I'm paid in cashews.
It doesn't matter as long as it's food. Good. I don't like the idea
but
of money.
I think it will make exchange harder. I know I was taught something like that in secondary school or primary school, I can't remember, where they're talking about how money makes exchange easier. So with money you can place a value on something and offer that value for it. So I'm getting my phone for 50,000 and can, so that 50,000 is like a value.
I learned all this thing in secondary school now, economics class. But I still want it to be scrapped. I don't.
So you prefer trade? You think you prefer trade by barter?
I don't want anything like trade or by barter or anything.
Trade by barter is what happens
when
there's no money.
Let's live our lives and enjoy free food, free.
No,
everything.
See, the idea of trade by barter is that I have value to offer you and you have value to offer me. So let's swap. For example, For example, I have book. I have plenty books and you have plenty biros, but I need biros to write on my book. So we have to do a swap. So I can have
your point. You cannot have everything, so you definitely need to exchange stuff with other people. But I still don't like the idea of money.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's move on. What will the world without war look like?
Definitely, it'll be peaceful now.
Okay.
Do we need to fight? Do we need to fight each other to? I don't know. I just feel like we don't need war. We don't need to fight each other. We just need to live in peace. And there's more to gain when there's peace than when there's war.
So they are looking for your trouble. What do you do?
Just settle amicably and let everything. Have you heard that word lately? Have you used it lately? Oh, God.
What's wrong with this one?
Are they teaching English?
It's not the amicably. It's amicably. Shout out to any Amaka listening to this podcast.
They will break your hand.
Okay. I don't even have an answer to this one, so I'll just move on to the next one. What will the world without animals look like?
It's true.
First of all, there will be no dog in my compound right now.
So you don't like animals?
Not my dog. Somebody else's dog. I won't say I don't like animals, but I don't think I can keep one.
Why?
I feel like I'm just torn between. I would like to keep one, but I'm not sure I would like to keep one.
I would like to keep one. So, I like dogs. I think I can keep a dog as a pet.
If I want to buy a dog, I would make sure I have someone that likes dogs at home in the house, so the person can be with the dog. Because I'm not sure I will always give the dog that attention and time and all. I feel like it's just when I buy the dog, maybe for the first 3 days I'll be obsessed with it, like, yeah. And then after that I'll not be like, it's time you start pulling your weight around and taking responsibility
for
your life.
If you're dating a man or a woman that likes dogs or pets in general, keep that man or woman, because it shows that they are going to take care of you.
Wahala. Yes. You know snakes and animals too, right?
Yes, no.
So that means if there was a war with that animals, I wouldn't know how to kill snakes right now.
Yes. Why are you so bothered? You cannot.
You just agreed that I know how to kill
snakes.
You said yes. That means you agreed that I know how to kill snakes. That day that we're killing snakes, not in my aim. I was giving it those stones like bish.
But come to think of it, a world without animals, we'll not be eating chicken.
It'll just be
fish,
us.
Like it will be boring.
And then should they say animals imagine. Do some things in the ecosystem?
Yes, I actually read about that.
We'll find a way to do all those things ourselves.
A balanced nature.
We'll find a way to do all those things ourselves.
Create a balance. Yeah, so I don't think it would be a good thing.
No, but
for the
I think we'll be able to find our way around it. I think we'll be able to find our way around it. We'll find ways to get those things done. More work for us. More money spent and all of that.
If they are going to take away all the animals, let them leave chicken because I love eating chicken.
Yeah, they should leave it behind.
Pepper chicken.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so let's move on to the next one. What will the world without sex look like?
That means there will be no me and you.
The one I'm concerned about, there will be no dick appointment.
Why are you... God, Jesus. There will be no me and you. There will be no... Like, there will be no us. There will be no humans. There will be no animals. Because everybody reproduces.
They will learn artificial insemination.
No.
For...
How? Who would do that? Who would invent that?
Adam and Eve would do it. They would teach Cain and Abel.
We don't even exist. How would
it? Adam and Eve would have done it. They would have taught Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel would pass it on to Methuselah, Noah.
In that era when there was no technology and all of that.
Are you saying God cannot do everything?
He can.
So, case dismissed.
But he uses man most times to execute his plans.
She preach. Okay, so let's move on to the next one.
And then the world without sex means there will be no enjoyment for many people that like sex.
Ah, God, I don't want to live in that world, man. I would trek across.
If the world without sex is Mars,
I would trek from Mars to Earth, where the real party is happening. I don't mind. You don't have a rocket. I'll be fine. I'd rather die in space.
May God deliver you. Calabar boys.
Okay, so, next question. What will the world without clothes look like?
Oh, God. Like, it will be so sweet because I hate the idea of wearing clothes. Can't you just be naked? I just like being naked. Just walk around naked, my bare body.
You know a hoe when you hear them talk on Big God's table.
It's so soothing, no wearing clothes. Especially bra, undies, panties, all those things. They are so, like, I see them as discomfort.
We'll just be gardening of Eden around.
Yes.
Let's say it correctly. A garden of Eden around. I think it's gardening of Eden around.
A world without clothes would be so sweet for me. I don't know if other people, some of you, like wearing clothes. As if you invented the
people like this that don't like wearing clothes, if they catch you going to eat that apple in the garden, they will flog you. What are you looking for there? Don't you like it the way breeze is blowing all your vital
Seriously,
parts?
Like breeze is going to be touching the whole of your body. So sweet. God.
Okay. So the next question is for you. It's for you. What will the world without endurance look like?
I don't know how to answer that question. I feel like the world will not be sweet. Enough, because I'm a very sweet person. Like Jesus. Nobody can contain my sweetness. I'm too sweet.
In a world without endurance, I think I would smell less fat.
Oh, God. What are you trying to say there? I fat a lot.
You just said it.
I will disgrace you.
We don't have to go down that road. There's a way that, see, that road you want to go down. The Bible says there's a way that seems right unto a woman. But the end is the way of destruction. Don't go down that road.
A world without endurance will be meaningless. It will not be sweet.
In a world without endurance, I probably will still be. Okay, so...
Complete it and see if I don't break your head right now. Finish up now, what I see.
I probably will still be a vegan.
Did you not just say that? God. Thank God, nobody will understand.
By saying nobody will understand, everybody will understand. In the world of that endurance, I'll spend more money making my hair. I think you make my hair about twice every month, so that's like 24
more
times.
More than twice.
About twice.
More than.
Sometimes you used to abandon me to my face.
Just once that it happened. And that was because I was busy.
Okay, so twice a month for now. After this episode, we'll argue it out.
Why are you lying?
Okay.
Even in your song, you said 1 week and 3 days.
So 1 week and 3 days is 3 times a month, not once a week, like you said. Okay, let's do 1 week and 3 days. Are you happy now?
No, I'm not. Okay. Because I make it every Saturday.
Okay, every week. Okay, so that's 52 times a week. 52 times a year. So imagine me paying in a salon to make the hair.
I would have blown.
So let's say it's how much. Okay, let's just put it at 1,000 naira, even though we know it may be more. It will be more. So let's put that 1,000 naira here. Mm. So 1,000 naira times 52.
That's 52K. It's too small.
So you see what you owe me?
You see what you owe me?
You see what you owe me for letting you make my hair?
Who are you?
You're supposed to be paying me influencer fee for making my hair.
Which dirty influencer?
Everywhere I go, I'll be like, she made the hair, she made the hair. Making you popular.
How many people have you brought so far with the hair I've made for you?
See, apart from fine girls I run into, I tell everybody I make my hair. I don't tell fine girls because...
How many people have come to me for me to make their hair? And have they paid? They've not even come, let alone paying.
You not tell me you do it commercially.
I do it commercially. Okay. No, I can't.
Okay. So you see, it's so it's not my fault. It's
I don't
on
like
you.
Stress. Anything it's that stresses me, I don't like it.
Okay, so the next question. They said this for me. What will the world without odd colleagues look
Jesus.
Like?
I know
okay,
we'll spend the next hour talking about this.
No, this is just going to be easy. I'll just make it short. So in a world without odd colleagues, when you open Spotify, you won't listen to... If you're 25 years, you should relate to this, so clap. You won't listen to She Says. You won't listen to I. You won't listen to Want For Me. In a world without odd colleagues, you probably will go to some event and you will meet this fine guy who will walk up to you and tell you, hello, my name is Felix and I like fine girls. Oh man, I remember one day I did that.
When last did you do that?
I'm dating now. Before they'll come and say, you cheat, I know your girlfriend. What are you trying to do? You just want to fall in love.
Yeah,
so no, it's long I did it, but I think I can still do it. I just stopped doing it for a while because, you know, I don't want... Okay, I don't even have a reason why I did it. Why I stopped doing it. But it's fine. It's all good. It's all good. We'll be fine. You know what that old Felix? Plenty poet in Calabar would not have gotten their first stage for performance. Did I say plenty? I don't know. Maybe it's plenty.
So
maybe
what
it's
are
not.
You trying to say? That you give a lot of people platforms.
Okay, no, that was wrong because same first stage. Wherever they perform first, their first stage. So if I'm not giving them that stage, they would have still gotten it else. There would have been no Ash Thursday.
Yeah.
There would have been no Bigger Street. There would have been no Big God Stable.
Yeah.
Some people would not have been reading facts on WhatsApp.
It's true.
And some people would have not been playing a game of 10 questions. See small things I'm doing.
And nobody will be snapping me fine pictures.
Oh, you see, in the world that old Felix, you have dumb pictures.
No, please don't say dumb. There are many other people that could take me fine pictures.
I could go on and on. It's old Felix we're talking about here, but then... We just have to, you know.
I know you can spend 10 hours here talking about this.
So now back to you. Remember I said I was coming back to you. Or however I said it, however I put it. But I'm back to you now. So how will the world without you look like? Yeah. Think about it. Drop a comment. I'm waiting to see your responses. I have really beautiful eyes, and these beautiful eyes want to see those responses. Trust me. I've been listening to my works. I'm working on a couple of new things, but while waiting for them, remember to hit your streaming service and listen to my older works. It's ODDFELIX everywhere. Remember to check me out on Instagram and Twitter. It's at THEODDFELIX. Baby. It was nice having you around today.
Thank you so much. Please pay me money.
I'm praying for you.
I'll be praying for you, dog.
That's my job. Yeah, so guys, it was nice having you around. What will the world be like without you? I'm waiting to see your answers. I'm signing out right now. My name is Odd Felix, and I love you.
I love you more than he loves you.
It's all love. Bye.